It's game time with the legends, sports legends, Hall of Famers, and much more. It's time for the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
It's another edition of the sports show that talks to the sports legend. I'm your host, Mike Bird. The Naples All-Star Event Sports Show, now heard on both Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and Top Realtor of Naples at Dearborn. Today's show is a special one as we feature a show with the late Celtic legend, Sam Jones. Today marks the anniversary of his playing career in the NBA, October 22nd, 1957. Please enjoy this pre-recorded presentation as we honor a basketball legend. And we are blessed and honored to have with us today the second winningest NBA athlete of all time, Mr. Sam Jones. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike.
You know, you are the second winningest athlete in the NBA of all time. You know, some of your career highlights, you're 10-time NBA champion, 5-time NBA All-Star. You were on the 25th anniversary team, the 50th anniversary team, and number 24 is hanging from the rafters of the Boston Celtics. Sam, we want the listening audience to know that you came from very humble beginnings. Is that not correct?
Very, very humble. Yes, indeed. Nothing.
You were born in North Carolina and at a time that was post-depression, born in Wilmington, North Carolina. What was life? I made a mistake. That's right.
Not Wilmington, North Carolina.
What was the city again, Sam?
Laurinburg, North Carolina.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of people have made that mistake, Sam. Everyone thinks that you're from Wilmington, North Carolina, but that's not true. Is that correct?
No, but I used to travel to Wilmington to play against Metternich Lemon when he was in high school.
What was that experience like?
It was wonderful. You know, getting away from home, going to a much larger city, playing a larger school. In fact, when I was the same time I was there, Michael, so was Althea Gibson going to high school in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Is that right?
Yes, indeed. She went down with Dr. Newton, and she stayed there until she graduated and went to Florida A&M.
Wow.
And not only was she a heck of a tennis player, she was a heck of a basketball player.
Althea Gibson was a heck of a basketball player.
Yes, indeed.
In a game of one-on-one, who would come out on top? You or her?
I think at the time that we were playing in high school, she probably would have beaten me. I'm not lying. She was good.
Growing up post-depression South in Laurinburg, North Carolina, Sam, tell our listening audience what that experience was like.
Well, first of all, Mike, it was North Carolina was segregated. We had no swimming pool to go to. We had no recreation center. We had a very, very small library. It was smaller than a big one-bedroom house. And so that's where all our books came from. But we had some amazing teachers who instructed us to do the things that we're supposed to do to try to get to college, not knowing that would we be able to go to college, but even try once we graduated from high school. If you want to say it, Mike, in Laurinburg, North Carolina, we didn't have what you call, we were poor. So we didn't know we were poor because we grew our vegetables in the backyard. All the vegetables you can find, like beets, corn, tomatoes, beans, cabbage, collard greens, all of those vegetables came out of my grandfather's backyard. And so we had a place to eat always. But in terms of education, the county and the state refused to build us a high school. So we had to attend a private school, which was co-ed. And people came from all the way from Eastern Mississippi, Chicago, Boston, Massachusetts, New York City, Philadelphia. I just named quite a few places they came from that I probably never would have seen. And some of those people were basketball players, and they were good. And so I got a chance to see where other people came from. I got a chance to see how good they were and if I could participate against them. And I could. And that gave me many, many opportunities.
So, Sam, tell our listening audience a little bit about the segregation of the South and the difference for the black athlete then as opposed to now.
Well, first of all, Mike, we had no weight room at all. We played football and basketball. We had no weight room. We made our weights out of paint cans. We put cement in tank cans, paint cans, and put them on a steel pipe and tied a steel pipe around to lift weights, to have some kind of weight lifting. We had, we didn't know what a whirlpool was, an ice pack. We didn't have anything. We were just basketball players in a uniform playing the game. Football player in a uniform playing the game and doing our best, and at a big disadvantage, especially to other black schools, because they were funded by the state, and we were only funded by the state to pay our way to school because we had no school to attend.
How in the world did you bust through the glass ceiling under such adverse conditions? I mean, it had to be tough.
Well, first of all, you got to have good parents. My father died when I was 4 years old, and my mother and my grandfathers on both sides, they really took care of me, and we had a big family. On my father's side, there was three uncles and two other sisters, and on my mother's side, it was just my mother and another sister. So they all took care of me.
You went to Laurinburg Institute. Tell us what that was like, and tell us how you became such a star at Laurinburg Institute in the game of basketball.
Well, first of all, like I was trying to explain before, it was a boarding school. It was a co-ed school.
Uh-huh.
And so we had basketball players coming from all the big cities like Chicago, Boston, Massachusetts, New York City. Charlie Scott was one who graduated from the University of North Carolina. Jimmy Walker from Boston, Massachusetts, who I sent to my school to make sure he got a degree so he could go to college. And he became the number one draft choice in 1967 in the NBA. So I was trying to help kids who needed that help, along with my wife. She had a long part to play in this. And so playing against players from other parts of the United States and looking at what they had and playing against them, well, I felt that I could participate if I had the right position. I could participate against them pretty well.
Were you a one-sport or two-sport or three-sport star at Laurinburg?
You had to be everything. I love the way you said, but you had to be everything. We were a very, very small school. My graduating class was 67 people. That's how big it was. So to let you know what we had. But I played quarterback for 2 years, and I started a quarterback, but I wasn't as good as the real quarterback. He got hurt. He was from New Jersey. His name was Albert Herio, and he also played guard on our team. And so we played all participate. We had runners that could run, but we had no track coach. We had no track field. So
no track field.
We don't know what we could have had we had all the facilities that the whites had in the South.
Wow, that's hard to believe. No track field at all.
No track field at all. We ran around the football field. That's what we did.
We're talking today with sports legend Sam Jones of the Boston Celtics. And today marks his anniversary. October 22nd, 1957 is when he started his career in the NBA. We'll be back with Sam after these commercial messages.
Hall of Fame athletes, exclusively here in Naples, Florida. It's only on the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
This commercial timeout brought to you by the Alamo Gun Range of Naples.
Welcome to the Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Are you a first-time shooter with a lot of questions and need training? The Alamo Gun Range of Naples is here for you. With our clean, comfortable, and relaxing atmosphere and a staff that's certified and trained to provide you with the answers and training you need to get started, you'll feel right at home. The Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Naples' premier indoor gun range and firearms superstore, alamorange.com.
Need to secure a loan for purchase or refinance? Call Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team of Cross Country Mortgage. Lauren Maxwell is a trusted name in Naples with over 35 years of lending experience. She has been recognized as the number one female loan originator in the state for the past 2 years. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, Lauren can help secure the right loan to suit your needs. Contact Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team. They're located at 9130 Galleria Court, Suite 101, Naples. Call Lauren Maxwell at 239-596-0500 or visit www.maxwellmortgageloans.com. The Maxwell Mortgage Team is a proud sponsor of the Naples All-Star Events Legends 4 at the Hilton Hotel in Naples. Lauren Maxwell, NMLS number 331415, Maxwell Mortgage branch number 1770104, and Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS number 3027, an equal housing lender. Make sure to visit MaxwellMortgageLoans.com.
At the stage in Bonita Springs, September 29th, the internationally known Johnny Rogers is Elvis. September 30th, the Alter Eagles Tribute Band. October 1st, Casey and Sunshine Tribute Band, plus Donna Summers, Diana Ross, and Whitney Houston Tributes. The stage is now taking reservations for holiday parties. The stage in Bonita Springs.
Vote Patrick Dearborn this November 8th for the Greater Naples Fire Commissioner, seat number 4. Patrick has always felt the call to serve others as a proud U.S. Army 82nd Airborne Paratrooper and as a Collier County Planning Commissioner. A vote for Patrick Dearborn is a vote for quicker response times and fiscal responsibility. Vote Patrick Dearborn this November 8th.
You never know when the shit could hit the fan, but when it does, call this man. Sunwest Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Patriot broadcast here at Seat to Table. You never know when your pipes get backed up, so we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer that emergency call. Because when you're clogged up, all you want is relief. We are located in beautiful, free Naples, Florida. We service both residential and commercial properties from Marco Island all the way up to Fort Myers. Remember, Sunwest is the best because we know our shit.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Big. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history. Three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton, Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it. Known for bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida, here's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. Today's show, a special one of a show with the late Celtic legend, Sam Jones, marking the anniversary of his start in the NBA, October 22nd, 1957. Please enjoy this pre-recorded presentation as we honor a basketball legend. The Hall of Famer, number 24 with green and white, the Boston Celtics, Mr. Sam Jones. And before we went to break, Sam, we were talking about your exploits as a multi-sport star on in Laurinburg Institute in Laurinburg, North Carolina. The question that I have is, when did you know, Sam, that you were destined for greatness? When did you know you had that something that was going to set you apart from everybody else going to Laurinburg?
I think the real big thing back in that day was Coach John McClendon at North Carolina. He was at North Carolina College. Our school now is North Carolina University. I mean, North Carolina Central University. He came down to my school to visit, and he says, "I need you to come to North Carolina College." And then I got another visit from another Hall of Fame coach from Winston-Salem, where Earl Monroe attended, by the name of Big House Gaines. And he says, "We would like to have you to visit our school at Winston-Salem." Well, I always liked North Carolina College because my mother's backyard was in the backyard of the coach who coached at North Carolina College. And that was Coach John McClendon, who's in the Hall of Fame twice. One as a Hall of Fame coach and one as a contributor. And he went in as a contributor first. And I mean, we were torn by that because he should have gone in as a Hall of Famer first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought. That's when I thought I had some talent, because they were the two best coaches in the state of North Carolina.
So, Sam, let me ask you a question. You were a highly recruited guard out of Laurinburg at the time that you were a senior, or were you not?
Really, I didn't know how good I was. I was planning to attend City College of New York. They were the only team to win the NIT and the NCAA in the same year. And that was the year they had that big bribery with all the basketball players across the nation. And so my mother said, "You're not going there. You're going to go to North Carolina College." And when my mother said that, I didn't even think about going to any other school. There was another school who really wanted to treat me badly, but they wanted to recruit me badly. But it was just too far away, and that was Notre Dame. And Notre Dame had two black ball players out of Chicago, Illinois, that could downright play. And they were the two players I had played against in high school in an all-star game in Nashville, Tennessee. They used to bring 32 black teams to Nashville at Tennessee State High School during the Christmas holidays. And so we were one of those teams. And one of the kids who went to Notre Dame, I can't think of his name, for Notre Dame University. And he was very, very good. The other kid went to Notre Dame and didn't make it too well. And he transferred to Tennessee State under another coach that was very good at Tennessee State at that time. So that's when the blacks became noticed when they went to this high school. I said that we had coaches from all over the nation. This is back in 1950.
Okay.
That they started recruiting blacks. But when I say this, I'm talking about from the North, from the Midwest, none from the South, because we were not integrated at that particular time. And it was a wonderful thing to see. We'd never been in the place anyway, so it didn't make any difference. But
so, Sam, were you ever tempted to go to Notre Dame?
I was tempted to go because of those two, the two black players. The reason I was tempted is a good name, but when I went out, I had visited some of my friends in Indiana. And when we went out to South Bend, there were no girls. There were no girls. You know, I didn't think about this, but it was an all-boys school at that particular time. And the second thing, Mike, I knew that once the quarter was over, I was not going to get home to North Carolina because I didn't have any money to get home with.
Oh, my goodness. North Carolina Central was where you ended up going to college. Talk a little bit about that experience and how it was that you ended up at North Carolina Central.
It was very easy, Mike. My mother lived one block from the campus.
That's an easy decision to make, right?
Yeah, like I said, I knew most of the players because we played, my high school actually played the JV team at North Carolina College at that particular time, and we beat them. We beat them at the college, and we beat them at home. So we didn't have a problem. We had good teams, and we had a good coach. So North Carolina Central was easy for me to go to.
You had a great, great career at North Carolina Central. Talk a little bit about the other teams that you played against and maybe some of the notable players that you played against at the time.
Well, I played against a lot of notable players that I thought were very, very good. One joined me at North Carolina Central. His name was Charles McCullough from Charlotte, North Carolina. I had played against him for 3 years in high school. Big House Gaines had the real good teams. He had a kid named Jackie Jackson who didn't make it, and I can understand why he didn't make it in the NBA. He was from New York City, and Carl Green, one of the best players I've ever seen out of New York City, but did not make it. He played with the Globetrotters for a number of years, and a good friend of Wilt Chamberlain.
But, hey, Sam, that's a great question to ask. And we're going to talk a little bit about this, maybe even in the next segment. But making it in the NBA versus not making it in the NBA, especially when you talk about some of the caliber of players that you played against in college, is it political? I mean, because as you just mentioned, some of these folks had incredible talent.
No, it's not political. It was segregation. When I came into the league in 1957, only two players could be on each team. Two black players could be on each team. If you go back and look at 1957, if you could get a handbook of all the teams, you can get the names of the people who played on those teams. I do know a few of those people. I played against him. One I played with at the Celtics when he was traded by the New York Knicks by the name of Reverend Willie Knowles, who went to UCLA
and
who played under John Wooden. But the thing is, I was skeptical about going to Boston knowing that there were only two black players that could make the team, and coming from a school or a college that had only 1,500 students that was co-ed and played Division II basketball, and they had just won their first world championship. And they won their first world championship because of Bill Russell, who played half of the season for the Olympic team, then came to Boston, led the team in rebounds, and that's the first year that Boston won their championship.
65 years ago today, Sam Jones started his basketball career in the NBA, and we are celebrating that anniversary right here on the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show. We'll be back with Sam and more conversation in just a moment.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show with your host, Mike Bird.
This commercial timeout brought to you by the Floormeisters of Naples, just keeping it real.
Floormeisters of Naples, family owned and operated, specializing in wood, Cortec carpet and tile. Huge in-stock selection, great pricing, licensed and insured. 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit them today at floormeisters.com or call them at 239-596-4964. That's the Floor Meisters of Naples. Just keeping it real.
Vote Patrick Dearborn this November 8th for the Greater Naples Fire Commissioner, seat number 4. Patrick has always felt the call to serve others as a proud U.S. Army 82nd Airborne Paratrooper and as a Collier County Planning Commissioner. A vote for Patrick Dearborn is a vote for quicker response times and fiscal responsibility. Vote Patrick Dearborn this November 8th.
At the Stage in Bonita Springs, September 29th, the internationally known Johnny Rogers is Elvis. September 30th, the Alter Eagles Tribute Band. October 1st, Casey and Sunshine Tribute Band, plus Donna Summers, Diana Ross, and Whitney Houston Tributes. The stage is now taking reservations for holiday parties. The Stage in Bonita Springs.
Proud to honor the best of Collier County's youth athletics, it's the National Football Foundation. The National Football Foundation supports and celebrates extraordinary academic achievement along with outstanding competitive football performances and community services of Collier County High School senior football players. Stop by the website and learn more at nffcollier.com. That's nffcollier.com, the National Football Foundation of Collier County.
Sports are all about participation, but it's hard to participate when you can't walk. Wheelchair Foundation provides wheelchairs to people from all walks of life, all around the world. A wheelchair means a chance to participate in all kinds of activities. Not only does a wheelchair change the life of a person who needs it, it also changes the life of the people who have to care for them. Visit www.wheelchairfoundation.org for more information and to donate. That's www.wheelchairfoundation.org.
Are you a small business owner with at least one employee? If you answered yes and do not have an employment handbook, now is the time to call HR by Karen to help your business stay in compliance and out of trouble. Call HR by Karen for your free one-hour business consultation today at 239-776-5919 or visit our website at hrbykaren.com. You can't spell heart without HR.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Big. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history, three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it. It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. Today's show is a special one as we feature a show with the late Celtic legend, Sam Jones. Today marks the anniversary of his playing career in the NBA, October 22nd, 1957. Please enjoy this pre-recorded presentation as we honor a basketball legend. You're a superstar, man.
Man, I'm not no superstar. I just got lucky. That's all.
Sam, I'm sorry. There's no luck involved with this. Man, you was all hard work and it was all talent, man.
Well, I'll go with the hard work. I needed to work hard. There's a lot of talent in the NBA. And a lot of that talent don't make it to the next, to the next level. They just make it to the camp. And so, I had no idea what I was involved with when I first went to Boston, because all these guys were all Americans. Played at big schools, played on TV. We didn't have any TV. Are you kidding me? And so I was enthralled just to meet somebody. I'd never met any of those basketball players. I didn't know who they were. I was enthralled to meet Bill Russell, a black player that had led the Celtics to their first World Championship. I was enthralled to meet Bob Cousy, who is still living today. He's about 93 years old, who I played with for 6 years. And I think we helped make each other better ball players.
Well, but you know, before we get into Bill Russell, let's go back a little bit and let's talk about that first visit that Red Auerbach made to North Carolina.
What are you don't know what you're talking about. You got to be out of your mind. You wait till I'll let you know, okay?
So tell us about the when Red Auerbach was first interested in Sam Jones as a ball player.
Red Auerbach never saw me play a game.
He never saw you play a game.
Red Auerbach, his two winningest players that ever played for him, Bill Russell and Sam Jones, he never saw either one of us play a game.
Sam.
Here you are talking about when Red Auerbach came to visit me. I didn't meet Red Auerbach until I went to the training camp the first day of training.
That's unbelievable, Sam. You mean he never saw you play a game?
Or he never saw Bill Russell play a game.
Wow.
It is unbelievable, Mike, because of the fact that I was shocked that he drafted me on the first round. In 1957, the University of North Carolina, 25 miles away from where I went to school, had Lenny Rosenbluth, who was an All-American, Quig's name. He had three All-Americans at the University of North Carolina. And believe me, when I heard I was drafted number one, I thought the man was crazy. Yeah, he's going to get a number one kid whose school is only larger than that he attended, 1,500 students come in. And I'm glad I went there because I met a nice lady who I married and stayed married to for 60 years.
Wow.
And believe me, one of the sweetest women in the world. You know, I married a queen who became the king.
Sam, first time you saw Bill Russell, tell me about that. Tell me what you thought. What were your first reactions?
Well, the first time I saw Bill Russell and Red Auerbach was the day of the training camp. I didn't know any of them. We had a lot of black kids there at that time because it's the first day of the training camp. So Red had brought in about 12 other rookies, and he was not cutting anybody from his team. And I felt, why should I be here if he's not cutting anybody from his team and they just won the first World Championship? I mean, you just don't do that kind of stuff. But since he drafted me, I said, well, I'm going to play my best. I'm going to play just like I played in college. I'm going to play just like Coach Mack taught me how to play this game, and my high school coach taught me how to play this game. I'm not going to change. And I didn't. So he must have seen something that he liked about me to keep me around after cutting 11 other rookies and one of his ball players that had been with him for 3 years. And the ball player who had been with him came from North Carolina. He went to Wake Forest in North Carolina. His name was Dick Hemrick.
Sam, a lot of people don't understand. They talk about Michael Jordan's, and I grew up in the Jordan era. You know, I mean, I love MJ. Had an opportunity to be around him on a few occasions. And I don't think that there was any in my lifetime, no greater competitor. But a lot of people don't understand the competitive nature of Bill Russell. Talk a little bit about that.
The good thing about Bill Russell, he did not want to lose. And he became almost like a second coach on the floor. And when he got angry with you, he meant it. I mean, he said some things I can't even repeat when he was getting on my back. But that's
so you're saying he had a temper, huh?
He had a temper. I mean, he wanted to win every basketball. Every time he went on the court, he wanted to win. And I could see that. And I think a little bit that rubbed off on me because I never met a fella who had won two NCAA titles. I'd never met one who had won one. But when I met Bill, he had two NCAA titles. He had the U.S. Olympic medal. And then he had the Celtics championship. Man, that right there is a huge accomplishment by a black man. Because I go all the way back and I think about Jesse Owens and what he had to go through when he went to Germany and he won those gold medals and Hitler walked out of the stadium because he didn't think a black man should be able to beat a white man running. And when we've been running all our lives, so you got to understand how I felt.
Let's go back a little bit. What was it like to play for Red Auerbach?
If you could make it through the training camp, then you felt you could play against anybody for the whole year. I'd never done so many push-ups and sit-ups and running in my whole life in basketball. But if you talk about teams, especially professional teams, about being in shape, we had to be at the head of the class because he always felt if you start off early and get a good lead, if someone like Russell get hurt, we'd have something to fall back on. But as players, we didn't think about falling back on. We were thinking about getting better if someone like Russell got hurt because we wanted to see if we could play without Russell. And which was hard to do. We love to see him on the floor. When he's on the floor, we think we could win every ball game.
That first year that you played with the Celtics, who were some of your teammates? Many of those teammates, some of our listening audience should know by name, but who were some of those teammates that you played with in that first year that you were with the Boston Celtics?
Well, the captain of the ball team was Bob Cousy, a guard about 6 feet, who went to Holy Cross. Bill Sharman, who came out of Southern California. They were the two starting guards. We had a fellow named Big Jim Luspatoff. He was the guy who defended us if we got in a fight. He was from the West Coast. We had Lucia Rapolis. That's a Greek name. He was right there from Boston, went to Kentucky. We had Frank Ramsey, who also went to Kentucky, who was my roommate for a while when I played for Boston. He was an All-American at Kentucky. And we had Arne Rising, who Russell gave all the credit to teaching him about other players in the NBA when he got with the Celtics. There was a player who was not jealous because a black man was taking his job, but in turn taught Russell how to play, who to play, and how they played. We had a fellow named Andy Phillips who could play both guard and forward from Illinois. It's just tremendous people. Once you made the team, that you were playing it.
Tremendous athletes. Many of those gentlemen that you just mentioned are in the Hall of Fame. One of those fellows that you mentioned was Bob Cousy. And a lot of people talk about Steve Nash. They talk about Magic Johnson. They talk about Isaiah Thomas. But Bob Cousy really was the quintessential point guard. Talk a little bit about him as a teammate.
I love it because I knew he was going to pass me the ball. You see, if you're making shots, you're going to get the Bob Cousy loved to get assists. And so I think that when I was talking with you earlier, we sort of made each other because he found out that I was a good shooter. And when we went down on that fast break, and he looked like he knew who he was going to pass the ball to. And I got it just as many times as anybody else who had played before me. Because once he found out that I was putting that ball in the basket, he started making sure I got my shots. And so, he was a great guard in his time, without a doubt. And when I looked at Stockton, who you just mentioned, he reminded me a lot of Cousy.
Was Bob Cousy a tough ball player?
No, I don't think he was tough. Not really. He was. He just was a tremendous guard. You talk about guard, man. People don't know Nate Archibald. See, I got to get back to Nate. Nate probably would have been the toughest guard in the world to guard. I know. Uh-huh. I hated Oscar Robertson because he was 6'5", 195, and big, broad-chested. But Nate could shoot, he could pass, he could run, and he could play some defense. What else do you want? And so I think that anybody who played with Nate was happy to be with him.
You know, that first year with Boston, you only averaged 4.6 points a game. Was there any fear that Red Auerbach might not keep you around for year two?
I wasn't worried about it too much. I thought that there was somebody, I think Minneapolis were interested in me. Minneapolis actually, Mike, drafted me while I was in the Army. People don't know this. They wanted to take me out of the Army, but I was going back to school to get my degree. I had one more year to go. And I made sure, I told my mother that I was going to get my degree. That's what she wanted me to do.
Right.
And I did. And when I went back to school, my name went back into the hat that I was not owned by Minneapolis anymore once I signed to go back to school. So Minneapolis was going to pick me up like the second or third round. But Mike, I didn't know anything about rounds. I didn't know what first round meant, third, second round meant at that particular time. Take me when you get a chance. And so when I got back to school, not a classmate, but one of my friends came running up to me and said that I had been chosen on the first round by the Celtics, which had never been done before, choosing a black man from a college that had Division II basketball. Had never been done. And so, you know, Mike, I think I really was the first black who was drafted in the first round by the Boston Celtics.
October 22nd, 1957 is when Sam Jones started his career in the NBA. And we're celebrating that anniversary today on the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. I'll be back with Sam right after this commercial timeout.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Running a business can be overwhelming when trying to do everything. TLC Marketing and Creative Services is here to help. They're a full-service marketing boutique. They'll take care of all your branding needs, including ads, branding, logos, social media websites, SEO, blogs, graphics, events, and much more. They become an extension of your team. Every business needs a little TLC. Give them a call today at no cost. 239-405-8115.
Realtor Patrick Dearborn with John R. Wood Properties is the official realtor for all Patriots here in Southwest Florida, a.k.a. Freedom Town, USA. Call Patrick Dearborn and his all-star team today, 239-877-4340, and let them help you navigate the current market successfully. Investors, second homeowners, full-time home, condo, or commercial, Patrick Dearborn is the go-to agent. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne. Big heart, big patriot. Call Patrick Dearborn today,
239-877-4340.
At the Stadium Bonita Springs, September 29th, the internationally known Johnny Rogers is Elvis. September 30th, the Alter Eagles Tribute Band. October 1st, Casey and Sunshine Tribute Band, plus Donna Summers, Diana Ross, and Whitney Houston Tributes. The stage is now taking reservations for holiday parties. The stage in Bonita Springs.
Vicente of London is the premier cigar lounge and retailer in Naples, Florida. Vicente is stocked with premium cigars and accessories from some of the most esteemed makers, including Davidoff, Zeno, Padron, Avo, Rocky Patel, Perdomo, Plasencia, and many more. Vicente is the perfect place to enjoy a cigar and more, whether inside our lounge, at the bar, or on our relaxing outside patio. Open 7 days a week, featuring live entertainment on Friday nights, NFL ticket, and Major League Baseball. Remember the name Vicente of London, Naples' premier cigar lounge and retailer.
The Rescue 22 Foundation is a national nonprofit organization based in Naples that provides trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities in need. Service dogs address the many challenges veterans face associated with combat, both physical and mental. Rescue 22 makes sure there is no cost to our veterans. Please join our mission. Visit rescue22foundation.org or call 302-272-8029. All donations are 100% deductible. That's rescue22foundation.org.
Need to secure a loan for purchase or refinance? Call Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team of Cross Country Mortgage. Lauren Maxwell is a trusted name in Naples with over 35 years of lending experience. She has been recognized as the number one female loan originator in the state for the past 2 years. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, Lauren can help secure the right loan to suit your needs. Contact Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team. They're located at 9130 Galleria Court, Suite 101, Naples. Call Lauren Maxwell at 239-596-0500 or visit www.maxwellmortgageloans.com. The Maxwell Mortgage Team is a proud sponsor of the Naples All-Star Events Legends 4 at the Hilton Hotel in Naples. Lauren Maxwell, NMLS number 331415, Maxwell Mortgage Branch number 1770104, and Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS number 3027, an equal housing lender. Make sure to visit MaxwellMortgageLoans.com.
Are you a small business owner with at least one employee? If you answered yes and do not have an employment handbook, now is the time to call HR by Karen to help your business stay in compliance and out of trouble. Call HR by Karen for your free one-hour business consultation today at 239-776-5919 or visit our website at hrbykaren.com. You can't spell heart without HR.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Big. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history. Three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it. It's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show with Mike Bird.
Today's show, a special one of a show with the late Celtic legend, Sam Jones, marking the anniversary of his start in the NBA, October 22nd, 1957. Number 24, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Sam Jones, and what has been so far just a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Sam, you were known as the master of the bank shot. Tell us a little bit about how you developed that shot.
Well, Mike, it all started, I think it really started in middle school or junior high school, whichever you liked. We had a fellow by the name of Mr. Daniels, who was our JV basketball coach, and he always loved for us to shoot off the backboard. You know, when you're warming up, you take layups. Most of your layups are left side, right side, backboard, left hand, right-handed. And so he really taught me to use my left hand efficiently to shoot layups. And we had this drill where we had to make like 50 layups in a row or just keep on running until we did. And shoot, I remember we very seldom missed layups. And I felt that, man, maybe this could be a shot that I could take as I'm going through high school and college. And I developed this shot by going out and practicing. First of all, I started practicing like 5 feet in with a little shot off the backboard. And then I would go forward each side before practice and shoot off the backboard. And then after practice, I would shoot again the same way. And so when I got to high school, I started looking at attempts. I didn't know what attempts was, but my coach told me about attempts, how many shots you take, how many you make. And he said, you're just as efficient on one side as you are from the other side. So you should continue to shoot from both sides. And when I got to college, it was just a matter of a carryover. And with the NBA, nobody was shooting off the backboard. Nobody. Very seldom. But I was shooting off the backboard. The announcer sometimes didn't even know what was going on for the Boston Celtics. And it became a good shot. It became very, very good in overtime games or in games that we needed baskets. My play was called. And if I had that angle, I was going to shoot off the backboard because I believed that at that point I could shoot 80%.
80% off the glass.
Yes.
Folks, this is the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. We have been honored to have Sam Jones, number 24, with the Boston Celtics as our guest today. And this is part one of a two-parter. Sam, will you honor us in coming back and sharing a few more of your stories in part two?
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it very much.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. I'm your host, Mike Bird. Make sure to join us next week on both Saturday and Sunday mornings. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. Next week, we'll have part two of our pre-recorded presentation with the late Celtic legend, Sam Jones, as we recognize the start of his illustrious career in the NBA. Here's hoping the rest of your day is legendary.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. Your host, Mike Bird. Be sure to join us next week as we sit down with another sports legend, exclusively for you to enjoy as we hear the stories, the drive, the determination behind the legendary athletes of our time. It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
You've accomplished much in life. You want the very best, and that may include high-end art for your home or office. Look no further than Balanced Images. Balanced Images specializes in high-end aluminum art created just for you. The mission is to create one-of-a-kind art that brings a client's passion to life with a simple but yet bold approach. See them on the web at balancedimages.com or call Alessia Marcin at 804-301-5212. That's 804-301-5212. For one-of-a-kind art pieces designed with you and only you in mind, there is only one, Balanced Images.
Mark and Amanda Finning with the Finning Team, powered by Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment, seek to assist you with your future property investment nationwide. The Finning Team provides the knowledge and expertise to help you in your real estate needs with a strong network of professionals and access to a variety of resources. This helps to search or market your property effectively, meticulously, and privately. call the Finning team now at 239-920-1848. That's 239-920-1848. The Finning team.
At the stage in Bonita Springs, September 29th, the internationally known Johnny Rogers is Elvis. September 30th, the Alter Eagles Tribute Band. October 1st, Casey and Sunshine Tribute Band, plus Donna Summers, Diana Ross, and Whitney Houston Tributes. The stage is now taking reservations for holiday parties. The stage in Bonita Springs.
Vote Patrick Dearborn this November 8th for the Greater Naples Fire Commissioner, seat number 4. Patrick has always felt the call to serve others as a proud U.S. Army 82nd Airborne Paratrooper and as a Collier County Planning Commissioner. A vote for Patrick Dearborn is a vote for quicker response times and fiscal responsibility. Vote Patrick Dearborn this November 8th.
When it comes to promotional products in Southwest Florida, you can trust the good people of Swag World. With so many companies offering promotional products, it's hard to know who to trust. Will they get the logo right? Will they deliver on time? Is the price correct? Well, you can trust the people of Swag World. Their number one priority is to make you and your organization shine. Their success is your success. Call them for a consultation today. The number is 877-260-0002. That's 877-260-0002. Their success is your success. Swag World, number one in Southwest Florida. And remember, when it comes to promotional products, you can trust the good people of Swag World.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dave Bing. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history. Three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it.